Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. Thank you so much for joining me as we work our way through another weekend. And by the way, this hour is brought to you by Roto-Rooter. Sump pumps and backup sump pumps, they're installed by the professionals at Roto-Rooter. For all your plumbing needs, it's rotorooter.com. All right. Well, let me give you the phone number. We'll get right back to work. It's 800-823-8255. The Gutter Brush, big sale, 25% off, free shipping. It's gutterbrush.com. All right, that being said, let's get back to work. We'll go to Ed. Ed, welcome.
Greetings, Gary.
Yes, sir.
I'm seeking a all-about-easy solution to ivy on the side of a house. It's extensive on the south side of a house.
Yeah.
It's a stucco home, and it's up on the chimney, too.
Yeah.
Any plans?
Well, when you say all about easy, that's one that's not. What kind of – is it like an English ivy?
What's that?
Is it like an English ivy?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've done this multitude of times. Getting it off is just time-consuming and labor. Getting it all the way off and clean is a big challenge. So,
right.
You know, you can do it a couple of ways. You can get down at that base, and you can just cut off all the roots that are feeding this living plant on the side of the house. So basically what you're doing at that point is you're starving that ivy out, which will eventually turn brown, the leaves will fall, and the branches or the runners will die and can be removed. Or you can cut all those, branches off at the bottom, and you can start pulling it off. Here's the kicker.
All right.
Here's the kicker. You'll get it off. You'll work hard. You'll get it off. But what you won't get off right away, especially if you're trying to get it done right away, where you're cutting the base and pulling all the ivy off, all those roots will not come off. They have to go through a process of dying and losing their grip. And then you can, but it's like a year or so, and then you'll just sweep them right off the stucco. There isn't anything that I know of that just removes them.
So wet and forget outdoor won't take care of it.
No, sir.
I'm looking for something easy. How about when it's on the ground too? Is there a killer for it? Or
well, nothing that's going to effectively kill it, because I'll tell you, even some of your Roundup and your Ground Clear products that are out, your vegetation killers, you spray them on there, and it's going to take a long time to kill that. And it's going to keep
several applications.
Well, yeah, and it's going to keep trying to survive, so it's going to keep pushing up new runners.
Okay.
So I guess the moral of the story is...
How about a hedge trimmer to go along the side of the house?
Yeah, it's not going to kill them. You'll trim it, sure.
No, I mean to cut the lower part off. Could you get next to the house with a hedge
you
trimmer?
Can tell,
and
you
go
tell
up
me.
And down to cut it?
You tell me. Does
what?
It look like you could get to those branches? The time I did, a hedge trimmer wouldn't have cut through it, I'm sure. It depends,
okay.
I guess, really how mature it is. You know, how long's it been there? How tight against the foundation it is? I mean, I'm not going to kid you. I mean, it's, you know, there's some things I'm all about easy, too. The all about easy part on this one is get somebody to do it for you.
I got it. Okay, thanks, Gary.
All right, my friend. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, the easy way on that is get somebody to do it. There ain't no easy way. That's going to take a little bit of work. Scott, welcome.
Hey, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I had an idea. If somebody ever wanted to do a fundraiser, mm-hmm. if they could, like, you know, rent Gary Sullivan for a day, you know, people can make a lot of money.
Are you going to work me hard?
No. You would not have to do any labor. It would just be him for a day. You would go around somebody's house, and you would go over everything in the house and say, this is what you need to do.
Oh, yeah, like a home inspection. Actually, I've done that before.
You know, I would think like these celebrity auctions, you know, I'm like, you know, I'd bid a lot of money for that.
There you go. Well, thank you.
Hey, actually, two questions. The first one is I just got done replacing, doing all the flooring in my kitchen, foyer, you know, bathroom, laundry room with LVP.
Uh-huh.
Turned out really great. It took me
good.
3 weeks, but it turned out great. So I'm now doing the baseboards are still in place, left them in place, pulled off the shoe molding.
Okay.
Now I'm painting the baseboards. They were honey oak. I'm going to paint them white.
Okay.
Or alabaster, and I'm going to paint the shoe molding and everything. Would you put the shoe molding in first, reattach it, and then paint the baseboards and the shoe molding, or would you paint the baseboards and shoe molding separate, then put them back, then install the shoe molding, and then caulk if there's any gaps? And then go back over it again with like a final finish coat. You know what I mean? I'm kind of looking
for
recommendations.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it either way. When you do it separately, I think it's a little bit better paint job. But the problem is when you install, there's going to be some chips, and you're probably going to end up touching up anyway. So,
right. And that was the thing. And I figure there's also going to be a little bit of, probably taking a little bit of caulk,
Right.
Gaps.
Yeah.
Stuff
so
like that.
It would be touch up. And, the only problem with putting the shoe molding on first in the baseboard, then that shoe molding is right on that new floor.
Exactly. Right. Because then you're painting. And my plan is to do them separately and then attach a shoe molding. And
I think that's probably the best way. And then just do a little touch up and.
Right.
It should match up
beautifully. My second question is actually somebody who was just asking my garage floors is. The big question I've always had, because I have an epoxy where they, suspended the quartz in, two layers mm-hmm. of, epoxy.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I've always had an issue with is hot tire marks.
Right.
And that's the thing I never hear addressed in, like, Daish and all that. I just always wonder, hear about oil, and that's never a problem, but it's always the hot tire marks. Is how does these products hold up? Because that's my biggest concern.
Yeah, I have found that that's the downfall of the epoxies. So when I find myself in a trap sometimes saying, well, if you do those epoxy floors, you're going to get 4 to 5 years out of it. And I always get emails going like, mine's 8 years old. And I go, well, let me explain. I didn't explain myself well enough. I think they ugly out. They don't wear out. And they ugly out in about 4 to 5 years from the hot tires and people turning the wheel to get into the garage. And when you know exactly what I'm saying. So those are a problem mainly that I have found with epoxy paints. I don't really see it with like the Roller Rock. I don't really see it with some of these, I don't know what they're called, Gorilla garage floors that folks install with the cabinetry. I don't really see it in the stains, especially if it's an acid stain. I see it in the solid color stains. So solid color stains and epoxies, you're going to get that. The Nature Stone, that's what I have in my garage floor. I have none of that.
Right. Well, I figured Nature Stone would be one of the ones you probably would not have an issue with.
Yeah. So
but because, you know, in the future, because I listen to you every week, you know, whenever you have these, you know, garage coating guys on, if you maybe just, you know, include that question about hot tire marks. Cause
I will. I will. I will. I certainly will, because that's what that's kind of what I guess kind of soured me on the epoxy paints. Because I did a couple of garage floors with that, and they looked really good. It was a lot of work. I mean, it took a day of prep and a half a day of applying the epoxy, but it really was after about 4 years or so, exactly as you state. You know, the epoxy held up fine, but you had these tire marks.
Well, and then you got to go and grind it off.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't lay new epoxy over top of it.
Right. Exactly.
I know, like, our local fire station, you know, we were there with the kids, you know, and stuff, and they had an epoxy floor. And I'm sitting there going, I thought if any place would have hot tire marks, they would. And I'm like, God, this floor looks pristine.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they don't remember who put the floor in. Like, God, I'd really like to know.
Yeah. You know? That's a great question. I'm one that comes to mind right away is I know on the Quikrete brand, they now have a clear epoxy that can go over their epoxy paint.
Oh, no.
But I don't know if that would still have the tire marks or not.
But if it's clear, it's going to still show whatever's below or underneath.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that wouldn't fix a problem that's already there. They do it as a third step of the coating.
Right.
So, that's a good suggestion. I will do that.
All right. Well, let me know when they're going to have some charity auction, and I'll bid on your service. So.
Sounds like a plan, Scott. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let's take a little break. We'll come back, get some more questions answered, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass and restaining the deck and painting the house. And wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with your home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more, work less. Check out Angie.com today. Do you own a boat or a camper, and when you opened it, it had a musty smell? I bet you'd like to get rid of it. Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. If you're looking for a product that'll eliminate odors, not just cover them up with a pungent fragrance smell, something that's safe for your family and pets, I recommend Odor Exit. It'll eliminate the odors from smoke, mold, mildew, animal urine, even skunk spray. Visit odorexit.com. Use the coupon code Gary to save 15% off your entire order. Odorexit.com. The Zoller Company has been a trusted name in the pump industry for over 80 years. This family-owned business has been designing and machining quality sump pump products to protect your home from floods. And man, they are dedicated to quality. In fact, each pump is tested underwater before it leaves the Louisville, Kentucky manufacturing facility to ensure customers are getting a dependable working pump in every Zoller box. I've got a Zoller pump and a Zoller backup pump at my home. Ask your plumbing pro to install Zoller products in your home. Well, I've been recommending Blackjack Driveway Sealer for years, and here's some great news. The Blackjack 10-Year Sealer DriveMax 1000 now features ClimaSeal technology for accelerated drying time and curing during cooler temperatures. DriveMax 1000 adds curb appeal, delivering a light new black finish, and it's still urethane enhanced for the longest life. DriveMax 1000 available at Lowe's, True Value, and Ace Hardware stores. Visit blackjackcoatings.com for more info. Blackjack, protecting driveways for over 100 years.
All right, back at it, 21 minutes after the top of the hour. Again, I want to remind you the Jaws giveaway. There are three kits, a complete line of Jaws products That includes the bottle, the sprayer of all 8 products, 2 refill pods of each, and some microfiber towels. Now, this is what you need to do. You can go to my Facebook page, Gary Sullivan Public Figure. You can register to win there. You can also go to JawsCleans.com, Gary-Sullivan-Giveaway. Or you can go to my website. It's GarySullivanOnline.com. And good luck on that. That's quite a prize. And like I said, there's 3 kits that are going to be given away. So get yourself registered. All right, let's get to Judy. Judy, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Hello.
A couple of quick tips before I tell you why I called.
Okay.
Talking about the wet and forget, I used my pump sprayer for that.
Yes, you can get it 2 ways. So I
yeah,
was I'm, just talking
I'm
about
the concentrate, and the instructions say to put it on to the longer the surface, well, mine's for the foundation. The longer it's wet, the better. So I did it in the evening and after the sun went down.
That's a great point. And I know in the directions, actually, that's a great, great point. Even a cloudy day is best than, you know, 90 degrees and brilliant sunshine.
Right.
For sure.
It does say the longer that it's damp, the better it'll work. The manufacturer told me wind and rain is what really helps make it work, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Mother Nature.
And going back to the pump sprayer again, the lady that wanted to clean her brick house, if I ever sealed my brick house, and it's one story, it's a ranch, I think I would probably use the pump sprayer again. Wet a section of brick, put whatever cleaning solution in, spray it, and hose it off. But I would probably never do that unless I decide to seal my brick.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point, too. We didn't get into the ceiling. She told me the house was from 1930.
Right.
My guess is it's just dirty, but it could be mildewy, too. You never really know. What I don't want to do is oversell the wet and forget. In other words, if there is a lot of dirt on there, and she uses it, and it brightens it a little because it kills the mold and the algae, I just don't want her to think that.
No. If I used the pump sprayer to clean my brick, I would use something else. Say, for the sake of discussion, Dawn, liquid detergent or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Because
sure.
I know wet and forget doesn't clean dirt, or I don't
Had so
it
you
all
would
over
use
my driveway.
Yeah. So one of the things I always recommend is like an oxygenated bleach. I'm sure you've heard me talk about that.
Oh,
yeah.
Masonry
cleaner, which is oxygenated bleach. Pump sprayer, let it sit about 10, 15 minutes, and then you can either agitate it or hit it with a pressure washer at that point. But the pressure washer more is a rinsing mechanism than a cleaning mechanism.
Yeah, I still trust the garden hose.
There
anyway,
you go.
Why I called, I have a house that was built in 63. I have a 3-season room. I'm told that room is about 20 years old. And this summer, what was originally the outside wall, the brick, it's getting some effervescence.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking about it earlier. Mm-hmm. Is there anything I can do other than just try and keep that vacuumed off?
There is a cleaner. I had mentioned a Quikrete product called Efflorescence and Rust Remover.
Yes.
Which is a mild acid, so you got to wear gloves, goggles, and scrub. And that will remove it. I mean, it'll remove it. It'll brighten that up. It's brick, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And then again, using that, if you want to go back and use a brick sealer after you've cleaned it with the efflorescence remover, that would be a great idea. You would minimize the absorption.
That would be a good time to seal that inside brick wall.
Well, you could seal it any time. Is it a conditioned space, or is it open, or what is it?
Well, it's a 3-season room.
Okay.
I even checked that room. I looked at the ceiling and wherever, looking for any water leaks so on. And before this room was put on, the soffits were added to the house.
Okay.
So there's the soffit and then the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
But
is there brick on the outside of that house? We're going to run out of time. I'm not trying to rush you, but is there brick on the outside?
Yes, and this was originally the outside wall of that area.
Okay. So what I would do is I would clean with the efflorescence remover on both sides. Okay, and I would certainly seal the outside. The inside is not going to have a...
The other side of the wall is the kitchen.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you. Well, you can go ahead and seal that at any time. You know, the fall would be a great time.
Clean the
clean it with the whole wall and rinse it, let it dry, and then get a brick sealer. Get those windows open. Make sure that sealer says for inside and outside use. We'll continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Solutions to your home improvement are as easy as calling 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
It's important to seal the concrete and masonry surfaces around your home. As rain soaks in, it penetrates deep into the pores, and when the temperatures drop, the water expands and can cause the surface to crack or spall. Masonry Defenders, my go-to solution. Masonry Defenders, a complete line of sealers that protect your surfaces and prevent water penetration. And they're project-specific for your driveway, stamped concrete, pavers, and more. Masonry Defenders, easy to apply, and most projects take less than a few hours. MasonryDefender.com. Hey, this is Gary Sullivan. You may not realize it, but you can actually transform surfaces around your home with real stone. And the best part, it's as easy as painting. With Deich Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes, you can renew your patio, pool deck, and garage floor. You might even renew your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And do it yourself. Get Deich Coating products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Do you own a hot tub, jetted bath, wash machine, or dishwasher? If you want to clean out that yuck and gunk that may be causing issues like mold flaking and stinky odors, you need the power of Awesome. I've been telling you about their fantastic products for a long time. I use Awesome myself. Make hot tub maintenance simple. Bathe in clean, healthy water and stop the bad odors around your washer. Keep your swimming pool water sparkling clear. Get Awesome today. Available at Amazon, Walmart, many retailers, and at awesome.com. Jaws, the Just Add Water System, is my favorite refillable household cleaner and is the best glass cleaner you'll find. The new Jaws multi-purpose cleaner with a great lavender fragrance is the perfect addition to the Jaws lineup of cleaners and perfect for your everyday cleaning needs. Also, check out Jaws Ultimate Cleaning Kit with 6 cleaners, including the Jaws Glass and Disinfectant Cleaners, for only $44.99 and free shipping. Get Jaws Cleaners at JawsCleans.com. That's JawsCleans.com.
All right, back to work we go, at home with Gary Sullivan. A lot going on today and a very busy day. I want to tell you once again about the gutter brush sale. It's 25% off. Shipping is free. Just go to gutterbrush.com, slide these brushes in the gutters, and you're done. They're guaranteed. If you got some, some distrust about them, give them a whirl. They work quite nicely. Nothing's perfect. Maybe every 3 or 4 years, I know on one side of my home, I have to pull them out, squirt them out with a hose, and slide them right back in, but sure beats cleaning my gutters every year. Gutterbrush.com. And by the way, if you missed our conversation with Randy Schreiber from Gutterbrush and how to install them, what a gutter brush is, you can pick up the podcast. It's on the iHeart app, download free, and it's podcast At Home with Gary Sullivan. Take a listen. All the hours of the show are available to you via podcast, last week's, last month's, last year's. So listen at your leisure if you care to. All right, let's get back to the phones here, and we have Lou. Lou, welcome.
Gary, hi. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. My front porch faces north, and it gets really black and whatnot. I planned on power washing it again. I haven't done it for maybe 8 years or so, and it looks horrible. So after I power wash it, initially, I would like to put something on it to minimize or extend the non-ugly. Okay. Just looks terrible.
So is this on a back porch stoop?
No, front porch.
Front
faces
porch
north.
Stoop. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, so and the black the is like
must
mold?
Be mold or whatever, because it's shady all the time.
So there's a couple of options you can go here. You can use your pressure washer, but I would definitely use a cleaner with a pressure washer.
Oh, okay. What kind?
And you could use like I'll tell you really what I'd do. You've heard us talk about the wet and forget.
Yeah.
Well, the wet and forget is really a superior product. We don't talk about it really enough, but you can get the wet and forget exterior concentrate. It's not the hose end. You could use the hose end if you wanted to. But if you just get the concentrate, you put it in a tank sprayer, you mix it with a little water, and you just saturate that whole porch area and step area. And you're done. It'll take about somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks, and it'll be absolutely clean. The
really?
Best part is it will prohibit or stymie the growth of mold and mildew on that area for another year.
Oh, cool.
So if you wanted to go this direction, you would apply it, forget about it, 4 to 6 weeks, it's all beautifully clean, and it's got a resistance. In other words, if the mold tries to take hold, it'll kill it right before it can really take hold. And a year after next, you can go ahead and spray some more wet and forget on it before it gets all moldy. That's one way of doing
it. Well, that's a lot easier.
And my way, that's the easy way. Okay, the other way you would do, if you used a pressure washer, you're really not killing the mold spores. You're actually driving them into the concrete. If you used an oxygenated bleach and then use a pressure washer, that will do it, and it'll give you instant cleaning, if you will. So you would get the oxygenated bleach. You'd mix it with water. You'd put it on. You'd let it sit about 10, 15 minutes. You pressure wash it. It'll have some resistance of regrowth, or you could go ahead and use a masonry sealer to minimize water penetration. So you got a couple, 2-3 products you're going to buy there. Whereas if you do the wet and forget, I still talk about a picture a lady sent me in Florida where she did her driveway, ran out of wet and forget. Her son came over, power washed the bottom half of the driveway. She goes, don't do that, do the wet and forget. A year later, she took a picture of it, and the part with the power washer was all moldy again. The rest of the driveway was still clean.
Well, that sounds awesome to me. Where do you get that, online? Or
you can get it online at Wet and Forget. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it at Lowe's. You can get it at Menards. You can get it at Ace. You can get it at Do It Best,
Okay, sounds good. And it's just there's only one kind. I don't need anything specific.
Well, there's two exterior ones. One is the concentrate that you mix with water and put in a tank sprayer.
Okay.
There's another exterior that all you do is connect the hose to it, and you just flood the whole area. You don't even have to mix
the concentrate.
It. So you can go either way. About a $10 difference.
Oh, one other thing. For a stamped concrete patio, that's in sun. I will power wash that. It's due. But any kind of sealer on that?
Sure.
What do you recommend?
So for stamped concrete, you need a sealer that has a sheen to it.
Right.
And so it's a build-up sealer. So I'll give you another website. This is the easy way to get it. And they've got like 10 different sealers, but they're project-specific. And they have one for stamped concrete. So go to masonrydefender.com. And you'll scroll through maybe 12 products. And they'll be labeled driveway sealer, brick sealer, chimney sealer, and you want the stamped concrete. It's applied with a roller. You can't spray that on because it's a thicker sealer with a sheen to it.
Yeah, that's fine. Roller's good. That's what I used to do, like at Thompson's or whatever.
Right.
It doesn't last, of course. But
Well, even the sealer for stamped concrete in the sun, I mean, you'll get about 3 years out of it, and you should really recoat.
Okay. Okay. I'll do this year. So, all right, great. Thanks so much. Love your show.
Thanks, Lou. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and we have David. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey, Gary. Yes. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
I bought a condo that's 20 years old, and it's got an issue with the front door unit. It's a single door with a side light on one side.
Uh-huh.
And the issue is twofold. I have two issues. One is the tempered, it says on the glass, is this tempered glass, thermal something or other.
Uh-huh.
And the landscaper shot a rock off and it broke the exterior light, glass. And they removed it, and they said they would replace that glass, but they would not going to replace the exterior. I mean, the interior one. The other issue is right below it. It seems like it's metallic and it's rusting underneath. So my thought was maybe replace that whole side portion, but I was told that you have to replace the whole unit. So I got two issues. One, they got the rusting underneath the side light, and two, I got a broken exterior side light. Where what they're saying is they're going to replace the exterior, but when I look onto Portland light, glass, it says that with these thermals, you're supposed to replace the whole thing.
Well, yes. So you will not. So those that inset that you have in that door is like a double pane window glass that has a thermal seal to it. Okay. And you know, if one part of that glass breaks and you just put a piece of glass, you don't have that dead airspace. You don't have that thermal block.
Right.
So cosmetically it looks fine, but you don't have that same, insulating property, I guess.
It's a condo. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what kind of door do you have? Do you know the brand name of the door?
I don't. I'm looking. I was looking all around for it. I don't see it, but it looks like it seems like a standard product.
Well, it's not standard, but if you open up the door, and on the side with the hinges, down at the bottom, there should be a plate that'll tell you who the manufacturer is.
All right, I'm looking at it right now. Okay. Well, the hinges. That's funny, Gary. Yeah, if there was a plate, it looks like there's a spot that's missing.
Okay. Well, then we're not going to know.
I'm looking at the interior where the door itself. This is made somewhere, you know, made in the USA, but right below where you're referring, there should be a plate.
Right.
There's a space that's missing, and there's no paint.
Yeah, so it's gone.
As if the plate was removed.
Yeah, well, then I can't really help you out. My guess is, how old do you think that door is, or how old are the condos?
20 years. It's exactly 20 years.
20 years is probably a Therma-Tru.
On the glass, that's what it says, thermal something.
Okay, well, they're out, I think, Toledo, Ohio, Therma-Tru. You might give them a call. I don't know if they sell that whole piece. They may. I know they did a number of years ago.
The entire side light area?
No, they would sell you that, you know, like the glass from the door that's broken, that whole inset.
Okay, yeah. The other issue, I mean, I guess I could try to use some kind of, try to grind off the rust and somehow try to kill the rust and then just patch it up.
I think that would be the proper way to go on it. Try to get that glass replaced, treat the side light separate, because otherwise you are going to replace the whole thing.
I don't want to replace the whole unit. I mean, that's a little excessive just for
right. Give them a call. Maybe even take a picture of it, and
I will.
They'll be able to identify it if it's theirs, and they may be able to help you.
Yeah, I did. I actually did, Gary. I took a picture of it, that thermal light or whatever it's called, thermal light, it's imprinted on the window.
Good.
So I took a picture of it, didn't know what to do, because the guy who looked at the glass, he said they don't have the whole glass unit. They were just going to replace the exterior. And I said, well, that doesn't make sense. I'm looking at it. I've seen all the jagged glass and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, first of all, that just broke like regular glass, too. It didn't come down like little round balls like auto glass, like safety glass.
Yeah, well, what happened was when the area, you could see the spot where the rock hit, and then you have like a spider web on the exterior, right?
Okay.
Spider web of the glass.
So it's like tempered
glass.
So
that's what it looks like on the exterior. On the interior, it's fine.
Yeah. Sounds like it's tempered glass, too. So.
Yeah, well, I'll see if I can reach out to that company in Ohio. Thanks for the insight.
Give it a whirl. All right, David. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. Quick break. Back to you at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Clogged gutters are a nightmare. They're dangerous to clean and can actually damage the foundation of your home. So here's the good news. It's easy to keep your gutters flowing year-round with Gutter Brush. It's the same gutter guard I have on my home, and this weekend you can save 25% off and get free shipping. Visit gutterbrush.com and place your order directly or call 888-397-9433 for your 25% discount. No codes needed. Hurry. Sale ends Monday. That's 888-397-9433 or gutterbrush.com. Well, I've been recommending Blackjack Driveway Sealer for years, and here's some great news. The Blackjack 10-Year Sealer DriveMax 1000 now features ClimaSeal technology for accelerated drying time and curing during cooler temperatures. DriveMax 1000 adds curb appeal, delivering a light new black finish, and it's still urethane enhanced for the longest life. DriveMax 1000 available at Lowe's, True Value, and Ace Hardware stores. Visit blackjackcoatings.com for more info. Blackjack, protecting driveways for over 100 years.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of unwanted odors like cat or dog urine, mold or mildew, even the stench from the skunk that sprayed your dog? Well, you've tried everything, but nothing really gets rid of the odor. Odor Exit guarantees to eliminate 100% of any odor. I use their products. I know they eliminate musty odors, even cigarette smoke. Now, they're safe for people, pets, and the environment. Visit odorexit.com. Use coupon code Gary to save 15%. That's Odor Exit without the E.
Replacing your garage door is an important decision, and it's a decision homeowners don't make very often. Well, our friends at Clopay are here to help. They have gathered everything you need in one handy resource to help you choose styles ranging from traditional to modern to carriage house. Plus, materials, hardware, insulation, even colors, it's all in one place. The Clopay Garage Door Buying Guide. Check out the guide at clopaydoor.com.
All right, let's get back at it. You're at home with Gary Sullivan as we're taking you through another weekend. And let's go. Let me give you the phone number because we've got a couple lines open for the first time today. It's 800-823-8255. So go ahead and grab a line. And Lisa, welcome.
Thank you. Are you there?
I'm here.
We're having a terrible time getting rid of this beautiful green moss on our roof. And I talked to you several months ago, and you said use wet and forget. And that's what we used. And after 6 weeks, it hadn't even thought about dying. So we did it again, and it still hadn't died. And we finally sprayed it with Clorox, and it still won't die. So have you got any? Solution.
Well, I you're the first person in 10 years who told me the wet and forget didn't work. So
I know it, and that's a terrible thing. I had a time convincing this gentleman from our church to use wet and forget, and I bought it, and he said, I've never used this. I use Clorox. And I said, well, you
said. Yeah.
So and we live in Alabama, and it's a lot of heat here, but it won't die.
Well, how thick is the moss on your roof?
Well, it's, I would say it's probably half an inch. thick?
You know, up in northern Michigan, there's a big old hotel, and the moss was about 2 inches thick on that. And they people that went and forget went up there. Which one did you use? Did you use the hose connector or the concentrate? Concentrate, good.
Mm-hmm.
And they wetted that down, and it took them three times to get it off. And eventually it died. They had to keep getting up there and actually cleaning out the gutters because it was peeling off.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it didn't work, to be honest with you, Lisa. I have no idea. The only other thing I could think of, and the Clorox isn't strong enough to actually kill it. And Clorox doesn't kill. It damages mildew and algae and, you know, it's... I mean, it would clean it to sight, but it really wouldn't eliminate it.
Yeah.
One other thing they use in landscaping, and, you know, like if you had trees that shaded the ground so much, the grass couldn't grow, so moss grows on the surface. And what they've done in some places to get rid of that is to water it down and put baking soda on it.
Soda? Okay.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of grabbing at straws, too. You tried my go-to answer, and you're the first person I talked to that it didn't work for, so.
Well, I know, and I was so disappointed since I was such a sellout. I said, you have to listen to Gary Sullivan on Saturday morning. He'll tell you what to do.
Well, I'll tell you another thing, too. You can go to their website. You can call them and... You know, maybe they'll send you some more. Maybe they'll have some insight to it.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't hesitate to do that.
All right, well, thank you, and you have a happy, blessed, safe day.
Thank you, dear. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, about 7 minutes before the top of the hour. Now, let's see. Yeah, we got Pat. Pat, welcome.
Hi.
Yes.
I have a kitchen ceiling that needs painting, but I think... The tile might be asbestos.
Okay.
The home was built in the mid-60s, and it's in the kitchen, so I'm assuming it's asbestos. It's got tiny kind of pinholes all over it.
Mm-hmm. So it's acoustical tile. It's 9-inch squares?
Right.
Okay. It could have, most likely does.
It most likely is asbestos?
Yeah, I mean, most likely. I'm not saying 100%.
Okay.
You're going to have it tested to see if it is.
Is it safe to paint it?
Oh, yeah, you can paint it. The only time asbestos is dangerous is when it becomes airborne.
Okay, all
so,
right.
So, you know, if it's intact, it's not crumbling, it's, you know, you're not going to get up there
right.
and sand
it. Right, yeah, it's
it.
In good shape.
Gonna... Yeah, so the secret is that is first you would put on a primer sealer. And it'll really suck that primer sealer into that tile. You'll lose a little bit of the acoustic benefits of that tile when you paint it, but I don't think that's going to be a big deal at this point. So I would use either a BIN primer sealer or a Kilz, KILZ primer sealer.
Okay, I have used Kilz before.
Okay. And you would use that as your base. And then at that point, you can just use a ceiling paint, just a regular ceiling paint. But you got to seal it first. That's the key.
All righty. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Good enough.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, when you get in trouble with that, two things. Number one, you get in trouble with that if you don't seal it, because it'll suck that water right out of that top coat ceiling paint, and you'll have a mess. You won't have good adhesion to it. The second thing is, if you suspect you have, you know, asbestos, you can get the little asbestos test kits at the hardware store. You can scrape a little bit in a little pouch. You can mail it away, and they'll confirm whether it's asbestos or not. It's a good way of knowing exactly what you have. Hey, I want to tell you about one of my favorite products. It's the Zoller Backup Sump Pump. You can operate right from your smartphone thanks to the innovations at the Zoller Pump Company. right in Louisville, Kentucky. It's called The Fit. It comes equipped with Z-Control, which allows you to test and monitor your backup remotely from your tablet. Take the fear out of your sump pump. You can protect your home from flooding with Zoller's Aquanet Fit 508. And for more info, visit ZollerPumps.com. All right, we'll continue with your calls. If you're on hold, Jim, Wally, Paul, sit tight. We'll get you answered. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
And you have fix-it questions. Give Gary a call at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.